Offensive coordinator Brian Callahan joins me in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics and Maine. So let's talk about the position that you played, the quarterback position. It's the quarterback room might be as important a room as there is in any football team. The quarterback room that you've got now, the guys that you got in there, how do you feel about it?
Fantastic. You know, it's obviously Joe, the whole thing starts and ends with Joe. And, you know, there's not enough good things you can say about him, and they've all been said at this point. So, but I think the backup roles are also really important. Backups in the NFL, when you have guys that are in the room, the way to communicate, that stuff is all really, really important. And it's not seen or heard very often, but the conversations that guys have, the trust that goes in there, it's a second and third set of eyes for the starting quarterback. And Joe always trusts those guys behind him because it allows him to have another set of coaches almost. And that's why quarterbacks, you see so many quarterbacks going to coaching, is because that's really what they've been doing as backups in their career. And so to have a guy like Trevor Siemian, who is almost a decade in the NFL of experience, played a ton of football, played well, I have a good relationship with him, that's great. And then you have Jake, who we think really highly of, and he has a real ability. And they're going to compete. It's going to be an open competition for the backup job. And then hopefully, when we come out of it, we have the best two and three quarterback we can have. And I'm really excited about seeing those guys compete and play in the preseason a bunch because I think they're both really good players.
So Joe Burrow, as high a floor as you can imagine, as high a ceiling as you can imagine. I mean, where do you set your goals? I mean, what do you try to accomplish at this stage of your career? He already has accomplished a tremendous amount. Obviously, the Super Bowl is the ultimate goal for everybody, the player and the team and the coaching staff and everybody involved. But how do you approach it with Joe Burrow now? He's pretty self-motivated, goal-oriented, all that sort of thing.
Yep.
How do you handle the whole process with Joe?
Let me just keep giving him information, and he can handle so much of it. And, you even watch his progression just in how he plays. There's a maturation process that he's gone through. You look at the playoffs in 21 versus how he played in 22 and where I think he's going to be in this season is, it's decision-making process. It's understanding the game more, knowing the situations, when to be aggressive, when not, when to save yourself a hit, when you have to stand in there. I think that management of the position of him understanding how important he is to the team. He's sometimes young players don't understand the big picture of what they mean for everybody. So when do you put yourself at risk and when do you play the conservative game when you need to? That part of it's been really fun to watch. He's always going to be able to throw on time and be accurate, and he sees coverages. But the thing I think that's – you just see how he manages the entirety of the game has really improved. And I think there's always room for more improvement. He's seen a lot of looks now in terms of coverages and pressures. He's got such a better feel for what's coming at him. And that part to me is, really fun to watch, that maturation process of just banking reps and experience over and over and being able to now look at a defense and go, yeah, I remember that this guy played this against me in 2020 and this is good against this coverage. And I like, that recall is really, really fun when you get to be a veteran quarterback, which he is now. He's a veteran quarterback now. He's still young, but he is a veteran. And that's what you really enjoy watching is just his recall and ability to quickly see what's happening and be able to recall where he maybe saw it before. And that's pretty fun.
Had the privilege of doing college football games when Peyton Manning was playing. And that's what his coaches said. And they said the same thing at the professional level. You're saying that about Joe, that mind, that recall can specifically, back in, 19, whatever, this defensive coordinator for this football team ran this coverage that they're trying to do right here. And this is what we did against it. It's like, oh my gosh, man. It's just like, it's you can see the mind just like sorting through things, boom, 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 like a machine. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what separates him. You know, that's what puts him in the upper echelon of players in the NFL currently, especially at the quarterback position. And he's got all the requisite skills to play the position. And then what makes him special is that side of his game, is just his ability to see and process and understand and be able to recall and do all that stuff is what makes quarterbacks, that separates the guys that are just good players and the ones that are great and can be, you know, considered the top of their position. And that's what Joe is. And that's what his goal is to be, you know, the best player that he can possibly be. And that's, he wants Super Bowls and MVPs and all those things that he is certainly capable of doing. And it's because of that ability that he has, that's going to take him to those places.
It was interesting to hear Ja'Marr Chase talking about the fact that he's doing a little nuances in his route running. You know, he's trying a few different things, changing up the look of his routes, but he knows that he has to be at a specific spot in a specific time frame because Joe's going to have the ball there, and yep. he can play with it. And I remember Kenny Riley, God rest his soul, going into the Hall of Fame, and deservedly so, this year for the Bengals.
Finally.
I remember him talking about Biletnikoff, and he's like, Dave, man, this guy, at the top of his route, he's shown me so much. There's still three things left that he can do from a route standpoint. It's like, that's the thing about him. He's not overpowering speed, you know, but this dude is like such a sophisticated route runner. And to hear that Ja'Marr's, you know, doing this kind of stuff, and he and Joe have been together so long, it's pretty exciting.
That's what makes, you know, again, that's what separates good from great. And Ja'Marr has all the great physical talents that you can have as a receiver. He's got all of it. But that's what's going to make him probably one of the best receivers ever play here, is that he's got an attention to detail and a creativeness and a curiosity of how can I be better than what I've been. And he's got a great mentor in Troy Walters, who's played a lot of football and understands how it all works. He's a great teacher of the position. And so to have that with a guy that's open to trying to find ways to be more creative and make him harder to defend, that's not just relying on his physical talent, is what's going to make him one of the greatest probably to ever play receiver at this organization and maybe in the NFL. And so that's what makes it fun, is you got these guys that love to work and love the process and aren't content with just being very good physically. They want to be the best at what they do. And I think we got a roster full of guys like that, which is super fun to be around.
Yeah, I mean, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. I mean, with Ja'Marr Chase, it we've said it, and I think almost everybody around the league agrees that it's the best threesome there is in pro football. It's something to watch these guys do their, time on task and not being complacent, always trying to get better. Man. It's exciting. The other thing too is the coaches. You guys have all been around and intact as a staff for a while, so mm-hmm. you know there's a real strong dynamic there. The players, a lot of the key players, have been around for a good time frame as well. So that type of thing, the time that everybody has spent together, that's nothing but a plus, right?
I mean, continuity is one of the biggest advantages I think you can have in pro football, you know, because it's so rare. And for us to be able to be in the same system and speak the same language and sit and make the same coaching points and understand that we're not just, you know, our guys don't need to have the plays installed to them anymore. They know what we're trying to do. And now it becomes the refinement, the detail. How can we put guys in better position? We're a lot less worried about what the plays are. We're much more concerned about what is the best way to make this play work against every coverage and every the detail is so much greater now, because we're not just teaching plays. We're teaching the, you know, the 500 level course as opposed to the 100 level course. And it's a huge advantage to us. It really is, now we can play. Our guys play so fast because they know what to do, and they've got reps invested. We've seen, you know, versus our plays, we've seen all kinds of different coverages. And so Joe knows where to go with the ball all the time. There's really not enough things I can say positively about the impact that that has, being able to be with people for this long. And I think you see it around the league a lot of times. There's young, talented players, quarterbacks in particular, that don't have continuity, and it stunts their ability to master something. And I think what's great about where we're at right now is our players have a mastery over our system, and they've invested the time into it because we've been afforded the time, you know.
Right.
And we've all been together, and we all see things the same way. And I think it's, you know, again, in a business where your edge is very small, I think that's a pretty big advantage for us, and creates a pretty nice edge for us when you talk about us versus other teams.
Yeah, you used to cut the 500 level course and the mastery. You know, it's like grad school. It's like getting your master's and your doctorate. You know, I mean, it's like, it's not just undergraduate. You know, the whole process is at the grad school level. It's unbelievable. And I've heard Zach mention it, and everybody, other coaches as well, that the players understand the intent of what you're trying to do. You know, it's like everybody is, as the cliche goes, everybody is on the same page, and turn the page and they're on that page together, and keep turning pages and they're on all those pages together. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's, you know, I don't take it for granted, and I don't, I know how hard it is to get to this point, and how fortunate we are to be able to be together for as long as we have. And so that part is not lost on me. It's an important part of our success is that ability. And I think what makes it even more fun is you see Joe when he grows in the system. Is he's, you know, again, this is going to be his fourth year in our system. And so when we watch tape together now, you hear him a lot more, because he has coaching points that he wants to make, and he's making sure everybody hears him talk about how he wants a particular route run, because he's almost the one that ends up coaching some of the young players, because he's the one that's got to play with them. And so, you know, he'll make a coaching point about how he wants a route run. He's very vocal now in the meeting room. And I think that's an awesome place to be when you have a quarterback that has such a mastery over what's happening and understands exactly what's trying to be done schematically, that now he can be the one voicing the details that he wants to see. And that's the beauty of it. Great. To me, when you have a great football team, it's coached by the players. It's their system. It's their offense. And we're here as coaches to guide and offer information. But when they really take it over like that, and they could walk into that meeting room, turn the tape on, and there can be no coach in there, and they're going to make all the same coaching points, and all the same adjustments. And I have the same conversation, whether I'm in there or not, whether their assistant coaches are in there or not. That's how you know you got something pretty unique. And I think that's where we're at right now. And it's a product of our time together. And I think it's fantastic.
Couldn't agree more. You know, I remember as an offensive line, we'd watch tape, you know, without Coach McNally, because he taught us how to study tape, you know. And it's like, we know how he would break it down, how he would think about things. And we'd sit there as a unit when he was doing other things that he had to do from a responsibility standpoint. We wanted to get a little bit more of that type of work in. We could handle it. And he had faith in the fact that we could handle it. So I think you're right on it, Coach. I mean, that's a big, big, big plus. And talking about the offensive line, and we mentioned Frank Pollock, I thought, you know, it's a pass-centric offense. There's no quite with the weapon jab. I mean, you got to be able to spread the field, throw that football. But Frank, I thought, did a great job scheming running game packages and complementing what you do offensively with a sound run game. And that's a big part of it too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's an area that we could definitely improve in. You know, we spent a lot of time this offseason finding the best way to make our offense fit better together. You know, we sort of shifted halfway through the year, roughly, became a pretty shotgun-centric, pass-game-centric offense. And, you know, how do you best implement the run game out of the shotgun to help complement the rest of it? And how do we get better at the play-action part of the game to marry that run scheme up with the play-action so it feels the same to the defense? And that was a big point of emphasis this offseason for us as a coaching staff, is finding the best way to marry our offense and make it more complete than it was last year. And I thought at the end of the year, the last 5 or 6 weeks, I thought we did a really nice job of that. Again, can be improved, but Frank and how he built the scheme as the year went along, how he adapted really to what he is not familiar with. You know, we dipped into the RPOs and the shotgun run game, where Frank has always been a one of the best under center wide zone schematic coaches out there. And so for him to pivot and do what's best for the team and what the players we had were, finding our skill, finding our what those guys do great, I thought was really impressive by Frank. And again, we've had a whole offseason to study, and I feel awesome about where we're headed. But if we can find ways to make more explosive runs and allow our guys to take advantage of the space that our receivers give us, that's really going to be, I think, help us get to that next level that we're trying to get to.
In conversation with Orlando Brown, that's one thing he talked about. Man, I'm excited. I mean, our offense, so many things look the same, and I can make some things look the same at my position specifically. Mm-hmm. Well, so many different things look the same. And man, when you're in that, when you have that type of advantage, you know, mental and physical, it's so helpful going into a football game, man.
Yeah. And it's fun for me to hear our players say things like that, because that means that they believe and buy into what we're trying to accomplish. And
yeah.
They see the value in how the scheme is put together. And so that part is, as a coach, is always good to hear. I like when our guys say things like that, because it means that they believe in it the same way we do. And that's pretty awesome.
Well, Coach, you've done one heck of a job, no question about it. And this football team is has been successful and, man, fun to watch. And the city's just off the hook. I mean, it's like you mentioned, Joe Burrow's golf outing, the response was incredible. The softball game that Logan Wilson put together, response was incredible. Sam Hubbard. And that's the other thing, too, is so many guys are using the platform to help others, you know, and give back to the community. That's all a plus as well. I mean, things are beautiful down there at Paycor, Coach.
Yes, they are. Hard to complain. And, you know, it's the season always brings a roller coaster of things that happen. And every year you face some adversity you weren't anticipating facing. But, you know, I think we're built for it. We're built for all the things that are about to come our way. And I think that we have an excellent football team. And, you know, most of the time when you leave in the spring, you're real excited to go on vacation. And truthfully, I'm really excited to get back to work. I mean, I'm very excited for this season. I feel really confident in what we're capable of accomplishing. And so that part gets me up in the morning, you know, and I think that I wish we started training camp next week. Part of me does, not all of me, but part of me.
I hear that.
But I'm excited, and I think our fans should be excited. I think our team should be excited, and we should have a chance to have a really special season.
Love that, Coach. And let me get you out of here on this. Coaches, you guys, really, this time, this window right here is something to take advantage of, like you say, because players – during the bye week, they get some days off. Coaches are self-scouting, making adjustments. You guys don't get a day off until hopefully the conclusion of the Super Bowl at the end of February. You know, it's like, man, it's a heck of a grind. So to get a little bit of time away from the game and recharge the battery is always productive. You staying around? You heading out of town? What do you got cooking with family, Coach?
A little bit of everything. It's this time of year where we spend, you know, you get to spend family time and see families do, you know, but take a vacation, get away, recharge. I'm going to – it's my wife and I's 10th anniversary, so we're going to go down to Cabo for a little bit without the kids.
Congrats. Awesome.
And then we go out to the East Coast. My wife's from the East Coast, and so we spend some time out there seeing her family. And then I'll be at the Taylor Swift concert. I'll be participating in that with my daughter, and my sisters will come in town for that one too. So – a little bit of everything, plenty of family time and plenty of time to recharge and take a break. But yeah, I'll be in and out of town, but I'll be taking advantage of the time off.
I can see Coach Callahan in the sun down there at Cabo. And then all of a sudden, close the eyes and the schemes start coming into your head. You know, it's like, wait, I got to get away from that.
Yeah, you have to find a way to unplug it for a minute, but it's hard.
I hear you. Well, as always, unbelievable stuff. Appreciate both your time and the information imparted. Outstanding, Coach.
Of course. Always happy to come chat football with you, Lap.
Appreciate it.
You guys have a good one.
You too. Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realized self-motivation,
Leadership and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.
Hey there, everybody. I'm Dave Lapham, and we do a podcast called In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And if you want to hit the like button on when you're reserving any video, that'd be a good thing to do. And if you want to subscribe and not miss any videos, make sure you do that, because we are going to try to cover the Cincinnati Bengals every way that they can be covered.